Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored, yes I am, in the name of Jesus to be before you on today. And yes, as I come before you on today, once again, acknowledge and praise God. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I say it again, and I'll say it again, I will rejoice and be glad in it. God is an awesome God, and he is, praise God, an on-time God. And I do thank God for being a forgiving and trustworthy and loving God. But as we come forth on today, I first and foremost want to give all praise, all honor, and all glory to God, who is truly, definitely the head of my life. And I do, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind, honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, in the name of Jesus. Lady Diane Shaw, she's a prophetess, she's anointed, and she's truly a hardworking, spirit-filled, anointed woman of God. We truly thank God for her. We give God praise for her because she truly is a diamond in the rough. She's definitely the one who makes the crooked edges straight in my life, and I thank her for it. For our God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on today, we acknowledge those in the name of Jesus listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk Media, however they may be hearing this word. We come forth on this evening to give you praise, asking them to open their ears to hear and let their hearts feel the presence of the Spirit of God. Lord, as we come before you, we pray asking to forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness, no matter how great or how small it may be, no matter of the sins of omission or those sins of commission. We come before you on today for the need of a healing and of a deliverance in Jesus' name. God, someone's hurting out there. Someone's in pain out there. Someone's struggling out there with an addiction or a disease or sickness. But we come forth on today believing and trusting in you for a healing. For we believe in your healing, miraculous power, in your grace, in your mercy that far exceeds anything that's of this world, that's in this world. For showing and recognizing your greatness and your wonderful being and who you are. God, you're so great. You're greater than the world. You're greater than in heaven, you're there. In earth, you're there. In hell, you're there. You're just so great, God. And we just take that praise right now and today for those that are listening. We pray that you bless each and every one of them. Those that may have had accidents and may have had a sickness or have a break in a bone or have something that's going on in their life right now, financially or even in a relationship or a marriage, we pray, Lord God, that you heal them. Show up and show your wonderful power and your grace upon them who seek your face. Lord God, we thank you once again as we continue to be obedient to your word. Commitment rather than sacrifice. We give you praise, honor, and glory henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Once again, praise God. I truly am honored and blessed on today to be here before you. I thank you to stay clean and with us as we pray for each and every one out there. We know it's difficult and it's hard sometimes to take time to take and read the word. But we come forth on today, praise God, to read the word to you every day, Monday through Friday from 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Well, praise God, we truly come forth with an awesome anointed message from Lady Diane through Sunday. Oh, my God. She talks about, praise God, the man of God. She talks about Adam. Last week, praise God, it was an awesome word that she gave. She gave an awesome word acknowledging the importance of the oneness and how the connection and the purpose of how Adam and what he did, how he was the first Adam. But then Jesus, we could talk about later on as the second Adam. But we go forth as she's coming with Eve on this next message she's coming forth with, and I'm sure she'll enlighten us as to the particulars in regards to that later. But we too once again acknowledge Minister Andrew Orlander. We pray for him. Amen. In the name of Jesus and his family, we thank God for everyone that's here. And as we go forth, we know it gets difficult sometimes. It gets difficult out there that you get challenged in your questioning of to why, God, why? We ask that oftentimes, but we yet and still give that answer, why not me? We grow stronger and I get better through a test. And we thank God for those tests, because through those tests, we have what's called that of a testimony. Sometimes we don't handle those testimonies too well. We don't have them to give because we don't make it through the test. But yet we still thank God that we have that test, that we're able to continue to move forward, stand strong, and trust God, for he's truly an awesome God. Once again, we come forth reading the word of God out of the book of Ezekiel 48. Ezekiel chapter 48. Let us read. Now these are the names of the tribes from the north end of the coast of the way of Hethlon, as one goeth to Hamath, Hazarnon, and the border of Damascus northward to the coast of Hamath. For these are his sides, east and west, a portion for Dan. And by the border of Dan, from the east side unto the west side, a portion for Asher. And by the border of Asher, from the east side, even unto the west side, a portion of Naphtali. And by the border of Naphtali, from the east side unto the west side, a portion for Manasseh. And by the border of Manasseh, from the east side unto the west side, a portion of Ephraim. And by the border of Ephraim, from the east side even unto the west side, a portion of Reuben. And by the border of Reuben, from the east side unto the west side, a portion of Judah. And by the border of Judah, from the east side to the west side, shall be the offering which ye shall offer of 25,000 reeds by breadth, and in length as one of the other parts. From the east side unto the west side, and the sanctuary shall be in the midst of it. The oblation that will ye shall offer unto the Lord shall be of 25,000 in length, and a 10,000 in breadth. And for them, even for the priest, shall be his holy oblation. Toward the north, 25,000 in length, and toward the west, 10,000 in breadth. And toward the east, 10,000 in breadth, and toward the south, 25,000 in length. And the sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the midst thereof. It shall be for the priest that are sanctified of the sons of Zadok, which have kept my charge, which went not astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. And this oblation of the land that is offered shall be unto them a thing most holy by the border of the Levites, and over against the border of the priest. The Levites shall 25,000 in length, and 10,000 in breadth. All the length shall be 25,000, and the breadth 10,000, and they shall not sell it of it, neither exchange nor alienate the first fruits of the land, for it is holy unto the Lord. and the 5,000 that are left in the breath over against the 5 and 20,000 shall be a profane place for the city, for dwelling and for suburbs, and the city shall be in the midst thereof. And these shall be the measure thereof: the north side, 4,500, and the south side, 4,500, and on the east side, 4,500, and the west side, 4,500. And the suburbs of the city shall be toward the north, 250, and toward the south, 250, and towards the east, 250, and toward the west, 250. On the residue in length over against oblation of the holy portion shall be 10,000 eastward, and 10,000 westward, and it shall be over against the oblation of the holy portion, and the increase thereof shall be for food unto them that serve the city. And they that serve the city shall serve it out of the tribes of Israel. All the oblation shall be 5 and 20,000 oblation for score with the possession of the city. And the residue shall be for the prince in the one side, and on the other side of the holy oblation, and of the possession of the city, over against the 5 and 20,000 of the oblation toward the east border, and eastward over against the 5 and 20,000 westward over against 5 and 20,000 toward the west border, and against the portions of the prince, and it shall be the holy oblation, and the sanctuary of the house shall be in the midst thereof. Moreover, from the possession of the Levites and from the possession of the city, being in the midst of that which is in the princes, between the border of Judah and the border of Benjamin, shall be for the prince. As for the rest of the tribe, from the east side of the west side, Benjamin shall have a portion, and by the border of Benjamin, from the east side unto the west side, Simeon shall have a portion. And by the border of Issachar, from the east side unto the west side, Zebulun a portion. And by the border of Zebulun, from the east side to the west side, Gog a portion. And by the border of Gad at the south southward, a border shall be even from Tamar unto the waters of strife in Kadesh, and to the river toward the great sea. This is the land which ye shall divide by lot unto the tribes of Israel for inheritance. And these are their portions, saith the Lord God. And these are the goings out of the city of the north side, 4,500 measures. And the gates of the city shall be after the names of the tribes of Israel. Three gates northward, one gate of Reuben, and one gate of Judah, one gate of Levi. And at the east side, 4,500, and three gates, and one gate of Joseph, and one gate of Benjamin, one gate of Dan. And at the south side, 4,500 measure. And there are gates, one gate of Simeon, one gate of Ishgar, and one gate of Zebulun. At the west side, 4,500 with their three gates. One gate of Gad, one gate of Asher, one gate of Naphtali. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city for that day was The Lord Is There. Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem to besiege it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of his vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz and the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well flavored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now, among these were of the children of Judah Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azara, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name of the Bethshear, and Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael, and Meshach, and to Azariah of Abagnia. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank, did of the prince of the eunuchs, that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. And why would you he see your faces worse, liking them the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king? Then said Daniel to Mishael Zer, who the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azara, prove thy servant, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our consciousness be looked upon before thee, and the contents of the children that ate up the portion of the king's meat, as thou seest deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in the matter, and proved them 10 days. the end of 10 days, their consciences appeared dire, fair and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portions of the king's meat. Thus, Melzel took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they could drink and gave them pulse. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in our learning of wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all vision and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them. He found them 10 times better than all of the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. Daniel chapter 2. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep broke from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams, and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream. My spirit was troubled to me know a dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king of Shirk, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your house shall be made a dunghill. But if you shall show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, set the king tell his servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye would gain the time, because ye shall see the thing is gone from me. But ye, if ye will not make known unto me the dream, as but one decree for you. For you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak toward me. Till the time be changed, therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man among the earth that can show the king matters. Therefore there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such things as a magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that a king requires, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods whose dwelling is not with flesh. And this caused the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they sought Daniel, his followers, to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom, and Arioch, the captain of the king's guards, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, who is decreed so hasty for the king. Then Arioch made the king thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the king known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they should desire mercies of God of heaven concerning the secret, that Daniel and his followers should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of the Lord forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And that changeth the things and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and in the light dwelleth within him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thy God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made me known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast made known unto us the king's matter. Therefore Daniel went into Arioch, who the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen, and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered, in the presence of the king, and said, the secret which the king has demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologer, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts come into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to that which shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me. For any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known to the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know that thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, so behind the great image, this great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and for therefore was terrible. His image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou showest tell that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broke into pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the images became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And whosoever the children and the men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, hath given unto them hand, and hath made thee ruler over all. Thou art his head of gold. And after thee shall rise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be the strong as iron. For as much as iron breaketh in peace and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh, all these shall be broke in pieces and bruised. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes part of potter's clay, part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, forasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of the iron and part of the clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sowest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of man, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall be the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God hath made them to the king with what shall pass whereunto after. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation of sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets. Seeing thou couldst reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, the chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the great gate of the king. Chapter Daniel, chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar, king, made an image of gold, whose height was 30 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of the Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king set the gala together, the princes and the governors and the captains, the judges, the treasurers and the counselors, the sheriffs and the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, and the judges, the treasurers and the counselors, the sheriffs and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image of Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried out, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree, and every man shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden images which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded that bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, or worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known to thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden images which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke, I commanded that they should be heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hose, and their hats, and their other outer garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in the midst his and spake and said unto the counselors, Do not ye cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo,
I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and no form of the fourth is like the man, Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and the captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their heads singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who delivered, has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language would speak anything amiss against the king, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Amen. I'm going to conclude Daniel chapter 3. Praise God. But I want to thank you for joining us on today. Those listening by in the archives, you know, those are listening to our archives, we ask that you be blessed. Those joining us and supporting us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, we thank you. We thank you for your support and continue listening. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
want you to know it.